Kent Casella is a university spokesman. And Kent, I know you wanted to have a voice in this story from the university's perspective. Tell us about it.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me on this morning. Well, as you heard from some of the students that you had in the earlier interviews, and I know you had Mario on there representing the Black Student Alliance, I think they have it exactly right when they talk about this is an opportunity for us to educate each other. And that's exactly what it is. We've got three incidents here over the course of about a three-week period. And although when you look at each one individually, they are a cause for some concern. When you look at the time frame in which they appeared and that they had racial slurs and the way they were written, it's great that it raises awareness and begins the communication on this or the conversation about this among the groups.
Has the university known about this and failed to address it?
Well, no, as I mentioned earlier, and all three of these recent incidents are under investigation. So when you have three incidents like that, when you look in them in each individually as they came out over time, we've got to strike a balance here between what words are offensive and how were they used and how does that impact free speech, or is it someone just exercising free speech, or did it indeed cross the line? Because of the nature of these incidents, we immediately contacted police because we said, look, we've got to investigate this.
What is the university's plan of action?
Well, first step is we got to complete the investigation. The police aren't done with their work yet. They've got to do that because not this is beyond just a form of vandalism. We want to look at it and determine what each of these really are. Not only are they looking at each of these three incidents individually, but now we have to put them together collectively and say, okay, this behavior clearly is not representative of the university's values and won't be tolerated, but as for specific next steps, we got to let the investigators finish first.
Kent, this is shocking from the aspect of someone who's been around MSU for a long time. MSU has a history of being a place that was diverse. As a matter of fact, the football program got off to such a great start because Black student athletes who couldn't go to college in the South could come up here. So to see this happen is shocking.
Well, and that's where I think we have to make sure that we look at these incidents and let the investigators do their work. But I agree with you that MSU has just a long history, and one of our core values is inclusion and diversity. So what we are looking very carefully at here is, well, we've got 15,000 people that live in our residence hall system here, and a lot of them come from very homogeneous high schools. So this is their first opportunity to come together and live and study in an environment with people that are different from where they may have come from. So that's where I say this is great that we've got this conversation going now. As unfortunate as it is that we've had these instances, we've got to look and make sure that is this somebody that just is ignorant and thinks they were being funny, or there was some more intent here. But all of that can begin to, we can begin to solve all of that and get back to what MSU is really about through conversations about this.
Kent Casella is a Michigan State University spokesperson. Kent, thanks for your time.